And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yes, it's Stupid News time now on FM 99. It's brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, presenting Bruce Bruce Friday through Sunday. The Funny Bone is in Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more info, won't you? Item one. Don't do this. A man that was stopped in traffic in the Holland Tunnel. That's one of the two tunnels that goes in and out of New York City, of Manhattan, the island. The Lincoln Tunnel and the Holland. Anyway. He got stuck in the traffic there, and he couldn't wait, so he just got out of his car and started walking. That, of course, left a car
in
now
the tunnel,
blocking traffic in the tunnel.
It's going to cause some problems.
Yeah. I would never, don't walk to Newport News. Don't walk over from Hampton.
Right.
And leave your car in the tunnel. Police have been forced to stop traffic to help a man who had a medical emergency in the tunnel. An ambulance then had to make its way inside. So the guy who ended up ditching his car apparently was frustrated by the bottleneck. He was quickly arrested for trespassing. They don't allow walking through there, by the way. The guy with the medical emergency was taken to an area hospital. This gummed up the traffic all morning long. You can't just abandon your car in the middle of the traffic.
Well, really, Rick, how
inconsiderate of this guy to have, like, a heart attack?
Yeah, well, that, and how busy can that tunnel even be? I mean, it just goes between New Jersey and New York.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
Just on any work day.
Yes.
Any weekday. Whatever it happens to be. God, I hated driving through there. You just never knew what you were going to get. That's item number one.
Item number two takes us to Louisville, Kentucky, where the cops got a call on Thursday about a guy pleasuring himself in the bushes.
Ooh, pleasuring himself in the bushes. I love topiary.
When they got there, 53-year-old Robert McCoy tried to get away on his moped, but police quickly caught him.
Oh, that's too good, isn't it? That's pretty good.
Yeah. Now I understand why he's doing it in the bushes.
Yeah.
And he gave one hell of an explanation for what was happening. Robert told them that he was peeing in the bushes when suddenly he was startled by a groundhog, so his pants fell all the way down, and he accidentally turned and exposed himself to people in the park.
Oh, of course. Of course. Blaming it on the groundhog. You know, Sandy, I think I saw one of those gophers over there beckoning me to pull my pants down and whip it out. I saw him and he knocked me off the ball washer there, Sandy. It's a groundhog. Kill the gophers.
Now, even though that's an airtight alibi, it makes perfect sense with the groundhog and all. The cops didn't buy it. He was arrested for sexual abuse. It turns out that he is a registered sex offender already. So, yeah.
Any word on his drunk driving? Why is he on a moped?
That's a good question. He's got an awesome mustache, though. It's like one of those Fu Manchu.
Really, pretty
ones
sweet.
That
he does.
Yeah.
One of those vicious moped gangs.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Who is it? Somewhere has like a vicious moped gang. I can't remember if it's England or France or someplace. Yeah.
Wow.
This ruthless group of moped stealers.
Right.
Nice. It's Groundhog Day. All right, finally this. It doesn't get much more desperate than this. An 81-year-old woman, Marilyn Hammerman from Rockville, Maryland. She was in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware last week. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's a typical boardwalk kind of a town, and they have the constant carnival going on.
My mom and all her friends go there on vacation a couple times a year. Yeah.
She was at Funland. She stopped at Funland in Rehoboth Beach. When the person, she tried to ride the bumper cars You see a lot of 81-year-olds in the old bumper cars. I mean, no. That just seems like something we should give up at 81.
I think maybe 80-year-olds should have bumpers around their cars as they're driving.
The yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. The person taking the tickets noticed that Marilyn's ticket didn't quite seem right. So she told her manager. The manager called the cops. The cops came, and it turns out she was using counterfeit amusement park tickets.
Oh, my God.
To ride the bumper cars in Rehoboth Beach,
wow.
Delaware. Turns out, not the first time she'd used these tickets. Apparently, this 81-year-old woman had set up some sort of counterfeiting operation to make fake tickets to ride amusement park rides. She had a whole bunch of tickets that she just brought from home and tried to pass off as tickets to the park. So she could save money, I guess. I don't know. She was arrested. She's 81. Counterfeit Funland tickets.
Really? Is it just a senior moment?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound
is
like
it. Is it a fixed
that.
Income
yeah.
thing?
It
what are you
like
doing
fixed,
there?
Yeah.
Totally was a groundhog.
Absolutely.
Is that what it is?
In the bushes.
It doesn't say she's there with her grandkids or anything.
Oh,
it says
true.
She's trying to ride the rides. You're 81. Stop. You know that's going to break a hip.
You know it is.
You know it is.
Absolutely.
One good shot in the old bumper cars. Crack. You'll hear the snap. Oof. Mm-mm. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why we call it
Stupid News.